This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. In our Farm Bureau family, when one member is hurting, it touches all of us, and we band together to lift each other back up. That's what families do. Right now, some members of our family are facing a time when their very livelihoods are under attack. I'm sad to say that's the situation facing hog farmers in North Carolina, where money-hungry big trial lawyers have swooped in, pitting neighbor against neighbor with overblown lawsuits. It's times like these that call for us to speak up for our neighbors and rally together as the nearly 6 million strong family that we are. If we don't stand together, these trial lawyers will be coming for the rest of American agriculture soon. For these big trial lawyers, lawsuit abuse is their bread and butter. They're charged this time that hog farming is, as a business, is a nuisance to the very communities the industry supports. On top of that, judges have allowed these lawyers to roll right over the state's strong right to farm law and shut out jurors with any farm background or understanding of ag. If these lawyers cash their next big paycheck at the expense of North Carolina hog farmers, there's nothing standing in the way of them crossing state lines to head straight for each of our farms next. This all started in 2014 when 26 lawsuits were filed on behalf of 541 plaintiffs who claimed that hog farms in their areas were creating a nuisance to neighbors' quality of life with farm odor and truck noise. At the end of 2017, a North Carolina judge ruled that the state's right to farm law was no defense against these nuisance claims. The first set of trials has wrapped up, and all three juries have returned massive multi-million dollar verdicts for the plaintiffs. These jurors, by the way, live nowhere near the farms under trial, and the judge refused to let them visit. Although these cases have been brought against Murphy Brown, a subsidiary of Smithfield Foods, it's the individual farmers who are being driven out of business now. It is true that life in farm country comes with its own set of sights and smells. Of course it does, but so does city living. I can give you a whole list of nuisances that I face here in the city. Between the buses and the sirens and the traffic, it's a wonder that anyone gets any sleep. Give me fresh country air and open spaces any day. Of course, I don't have to sell you on all the benefits of farm life. Most of you choose to live there on your farms because you know there's no better place to raise a family. Farmers care deeply about our neighbors and the folks we have had the privilege to share our property lines with for years, even decades. In fact, I wish more folks had the opportunity to live close to a farm because it's a shame that our country is losing sight of what it takes to produce the fresh, wholesome food we all enjoy. I'm proud of how far we have come in making our farms sustainable. As farmers, we don't settle for good enough. We're always looking to do better. Consumers need to understand what's at risk with these kinds of lawsuits, and they need to know that an attack on agriculture hurts all Americans. If we as a country are going to stand for treating agriculture as a nuisance, we can say goodbye to locally grown food. We'll be handing over our food security to become dependent on other nations for our food, nations with different standards of safety, by the way. We cannot and will not stand for what big trial lawyers are looking to get away with in North Carolina. There's a verse in Ecclesiastes that says, "Though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken." As a Farm Bureau family, we will stand together, and we will come through this stronger. It's time for us to face this real threat head on. Let's raise the alarm on this issue so our communities know what is at stake, and let's work with our state and national lawmakers to ensure our right to farm is protected. Let's show these big trial lawyers they can't line their pockets at the expense of our strong rural communities. A judge's order that forbids farmers and their neighbors from discussing abusive and predatory litigation must be overturned, lawyers for AFBF and North Carolina Farm Bureau Federation wrote in a brief filed in federal court on Monday. Even though their law-abiding farms have been branded a nuisance by trial lawyers seeking multi-million dollar verdicts from urban juries, The farmers and their neighbors are barred from publicly discussing the conditions and practices on the farms and the devastating effects of the lawsuits on their rural communities. Trier lawyers actively solicited hundreds of plaintiffs to assert nuisance allegations in dozens of lawsuits against Murphy Brown LLC. While the suits name only Murphy Brown as a defendant, most of the farms are independently owned family farms which stand to lose their contracts and potentially their livelihoods as a result of the litigation. The best informed people to speak out about the farms and communities affected by these lawsuits are the member farmers who are themselves in the crosshairs, along with their spouses, children, extended family, friends, and neighbors, according to the brief. These people know better than anyone the stakes that at issue in nuisance lawsuits, the damage they inflict on rural communities, the toll they take on farm families, and the most effective and ineffective strategies for dealing with them in and out of the courtroom. USDA's August crop production report will provide the first survey-based estimate of corn and soybean yields, harvested area, and production for the U.S. Currently, Farm Bureau analysis and industry expectations are for above-trend corn and soybean yields of 176 bushels per acre and 50 bushels per acre, respectively. There remains considerable uncertainty on the final size of the crops. July brought warmer than average temperatures and total precipitation amounts below average for much of the Midwest and Northwest. With some moderate rainfall in the past week throughout the Corn Belt, the outlook for conditions to hold through harvest remains positive. Current projections are for corn prices to average $3.80 per bushel and for soybeans to average $9.25 per bushel. However, due to favorable growing conditions, the size of the corn and soybean crops is likely to go beyond the current projection of 14.2 billion and 4.3 billion bushels, respectively. An increase in the crop size without an increase in total use, a probable scenario given the status of the agricultural trade, would likely result in higher ending stocks and lower prices for new corn and soybeans. Cotton was removed as a covered commodity in the 2014 Farm Bill. Since then, Congress and industry stakeholders have been working to reintroduce cotton as a covered commodity in the 2018 Farm Bill with the goal of providing risk management and commodity payment support to growers. Congress, recognizing the need to provide risk management support to cotton producers, in the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2018, made cotton producers eligible for Title I farm programs by designating seed cotton, for example, a combination of both cotton lint and cotton seed, a covered commodity, effective for the 2018-2019 marketing year. The reference price for seed cotton was set at 36.7 cents per pound, and for this crop year, cotton producers who own generic base acres can now enroll in either the Agriculture Risk Coverage or Price Loss Coverage Farm Safety Net program. The National Agriculture in the Classroom organization recently elected officers to lead the group in its efforts to increase agricultural literacy in K-12 classrooms nationwide. Will Fett, executive director of the Iowa Agriculture Literacy Foundation in Des Moines, Iowa, was elected president, and Tammy Maxey, senior manager of the Virginia Foundation for Agriculture in the Classroom, was elected president-elect by NATCO members for 2018-19. Maxey also serves on the board of directors of the American Farm Bureau Foundation for Agriculture. Others affiliated with Farm Bureau who were elected to NAITC positions include Tanya Wibble, Education Director of Pennsylvania Friends of Agriculture Foundation as Secretary, and Darlene Arnenson of Wisconsin Farm Bureau's AITC program, Tanya Ritter of Michigan Farm Bureau's AITC program, and Scott Christmas of Kentucky Farm Bureau's AITC program, who were elected to the Board of Directors. As part of an effort to enhance the membership experience, Illinois Farm Bureau has launched MyIFB at myifb.org. The MyIFB website makes it easier to join and manage your Illinois and County Farm Bureau membership. You can join, renew, or reinstate your membership, print your membership card, access member benefits, manage your membership information, and much more. The refresh to MyIFB replaces the former Member Center. If members created an account at the old site, their credentials will transfer, so there is no need to register again. If members are new to the site, they will need their membership number to create an account. That information can be found on existing membership cards or dues renewal statements. If that information is not accessible, contact your County Farm Bureau or Membership Operations at membership@ilfb.org or at 309-557-2689. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.